Charlie Hoffman began building steel-string flat-top guitars in 1970, starting Hoffman Guitars the following year. His work has attracted some of the finest musicians, including Dakota Dave Hull, Leo Kottke, Tim Sparks, and Ann Reed. He has made over 600 handcrafted guitars.
When I started doing this, there were maybe 6 to 12 people in the entire country doing what I call small shop, one at a time guitar building. And nowadays, I'd be willing to bet that there are 600. Early on in my career, most of the guitars I built were big dreadnoughts like a Martin D28 because that's what the market wanted. The market is gradually drifting towards smaller bodied guitars that are going to have less bass and bottom end and a more balanced tone to them.
Well, I'm Dakota Dave Hull, and I've known Charlie Hoffman since 1970. I mostly play American roots music, acoustic guitar. I travel quite a bit, play all over the world. I was one of the first customers of his shop when they opened up, and I got my first Hoffman guitar in, I think, 1976. I still have it. I still play it. It's like an old friend or an old pair of shoes, you know. It's just very familiar and very nice sounding for me. I know how to make it work.
You can determine that certain woods will tend, and I use that word advisedly, in certain directions. The back and sides are always the same, and the ones I use the most are mahogany, koa, which comes from Hawaii, and Indian rosewood. Now, there are people who use Brazilian rosewood, which used to be the standard, but now Brazilian rosewood is a seriously endangered wood. I have a small stash of Brazilian that I've had for 20 odd years, but I assure you that, number one, I'll charge an arm and a leg for it, and number two, when it's gone, it's gone. Probably 90% of the sound of the guitar comes from the top. The top is more than just a flat piece of wood. There's bracing glued to the inside of it. And the placement of those braces and how the sizing of them, the shape of them, is intimately connected with the sound of the guitar. The tops of guitars are primarily made of spruce of one species or another. Sitka spruce is currently the standard from the Rockies and the West Coast. And it's a wonderful wood. It makes lovely guitars. Another possibility in that regard is Adirondack spruce from the East Coast, from the mountains up there. That tends to be a brighter, punchier, louder sounding wood. I happen to like it. I think it makes lovely, clean sounding guitars. Back, quotes in the day, the nut and the saddle, the white pieces at either end of the strings that hold them in place, were made of ivory, elephant ivory. Well, nowadays, trade in ivory is rigidly controlled internationally and nationally. You can't use it. If you can document that you had it 20, 30 years ago, you probably can use it legally, but the person that has that guitar literally cannot take it across an international border. They could have their entire instrument, no matter how valuable, confiscated. Cowbone, unbleached cowbone, is a better material, and there are no embargoes on that. It's harder, it wears better, it does just as good at transmitting the tone of the instrument, and it's legal. The bottom line is the buyer.
Charlie loves building a variety of guitar models, with both 6 and 12 strings, from parlor guitars to concert guitars. Unique custom designs, such as the piccolo guitar he made for Dakota Dave Hull.
We've done some other projects together through the years. I currently have three of his guitars. The one I probably use the most is called a piccolo guitar. It's a three-quarter size guitar, and it's tuned high like a requinto, which is the Mexican version. It's tuned up a fifth. It's very unusual in the steel string world. When we had the idea to make that thing, it was really kind of a collaborative effort between me telling Charlie what I needed in a guitar and Charlie sort of taking that and running with it and coming up with an instrument that fit those things. It's beyond my wildest expectations. It's a wonderful guitar.
The best philosophy that I can think of is simply to work carefully, show good craftsmanship, and make guitars that sound good to me, and then trust that other people will agree.
This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.